At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. We still have the $100 gift card to Metropolitan Hospitality Group on the line. Stay tuned for your chance to win that. That'll get you into Circa, Trio, Salt, El Bebe, Open Road.
Good spots, all of them.
Awesome.
Jason's already called a shot. You're going to be at Open Road tomorrow?
For happy hour, yes.
Do you get happy during happy hour? You always talk about your unhappiness.
Yeah, because
and you don't smile
you bring
much.
Down happy hour.
Yeah, because I'm having cocktails.
Okay, so that helps.
Even though it's technically a depressant.
Right. It makes you feel better.
But it does, yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of your happy
place.
I'm
actually going to the Nats play at noon today.
Nice.
And I'm going to go over to hang out with my man Kenny Wood, James Wood's father.
Very good. Excellent.
Before the game, so I'll be hanging out over there at Nats Park for. I won't stay for the entire game.
What's the dad / mom setup for the Woods? Do they have like season tickets, or do they like?
Seems like every time I go, I see them.
I assume they do.
Yeah.
Or unless James just gives them
he probably gives them
player tickets.
I would guess.
Yeah. He probably gives them player tickets.
That's probably what he
probably
gets.
Have some sweet access.
Nice perk.
So you're doing that today?
Yep.
I have to leave here in, I guess, 15 minutes after this segment because they have a crowning at St. E's where there's going to be a procession. She has her first communion on Sunday, so she has, it's almost like a wedding dress, fancy dress that she'll wear, and all the second graders who are going through first communion will have the procession, and then those that are going to be confirmed, which I think are eighth graders, maybe seventh graders, they'll be in this procession, so they're going to show up, pictures, and the whole thing. It's a whole week thing, because then on Friday there's rehearsal, and then Sunday is the mass.
I'm going to see Flops with Degenerates after the show.
Cakes Classic tonight, right?
Cakes Classic tonight.
I'm actually shocked that you're not going over to that hotel and just checking in right away and
I've got my whole day planned.
Yeah.
I'm going to go and see Flops with Degens and play the cash game till about 2 o'clock.
All right.
Then I'm going to check into my hotel room. I'm going to give Chris Farley his key to his hotel room. I'm going to take a nap, and I'm going to come down around 3:15 or 3:30, and then we're going to go for a run. We're going to go run on the Woody Wilson Bridge like maniacs, and then turn back around, go take a shower, have dinner at Voltaggio, and then the Cakes Classic at 7:15.
You're doing a lot.
I've got my whole day planned.
Yeah, that's a Super Bowl for Chris Farley.
I have my entire day and evening and into the early morning tomorrow planned.
Right.
Hopefully. If things go well.
Right. Of course, anybody can play in a Case Classic. All they have to do is show up.
Just show up and pony up your 320.
Right.
Cashier cage.
Going back to that Pickens, I think that's a massive deal for the Cowboys. Huge.
It seems like they gave up nothing.
I mean, Jerry Jones gets ridiculed all the time, and I get it. They haven't been to like an NFC championship in basically three decades and haven't won a Super Bowl in so long. But They've done a pretty damn good job this offseason.
It's a high risk, potentially a high reward type of move.
Yeah, he's volatile.
He's a guy that he can make great plays. Now he'll boot some routine balls, but he'll make spectacular catches. But he's a nightmare in the locker room, and he's a handful to deal with.
Remind me of the incidents that you guys keep referring to. He's just remarkably immature.
He's not great with the media. Like if things aren't going well, he'll snipe at the media like on camera. Mm-hmm. He's just a remarkably immature guy.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, like, look, he's a wide receiver. There's a lot of diva wide receivers in the league.
He was like that in college too. He had that rep in
Georgia.
College.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you look, he's been suspended for violating team rules, been ejected for punching another player, he's been called undisciplined by his own head coach.
And that's Mike Tomlin. Okay? Like Mike Tomlin can't corral him and keep him under control.
Yep.
Brian Schottenheimer all of a sudden can.
Is it possible?
Yeah, but some teams just feel like Jerry Jones probably just feels like it's worth it.
Maybe.
You know, we'll deal with what we have to deal with during the year. But if he's going to score 10 touchdowns, it's worth it.
Is it possible that Aaron Rodgers factors in this?
And Aaron said,
I don't think I can play with that kid. Let's, and maybe I got somebody else.
I mean, I guess that's possible. I guess.
And look,
Tomlin just said, you know, enough's enough. We've dealt with it.
And the Steelers, they're facing a decision at the end of the year. They looked at it and they said, are we going to pay George Pickens $20 plus million dollars per season on a long-term deal? And they clearly came to the decision that they're not.
The highest pick we can get.
So get something in return. That's what solid organizations do. They don't just let guys walk out the door and don't get compensation for them.
Yeah.
Well, let's pray that Lattimore is the player you guys think he is.
Mm, no
because,
doubt.
Because, and he's thank God that Amos fell to us at 61 or wherever the hell the number
61,
was.
61, yeah.
In the second round.
By the way, last season, Pickens apparently was showing up late for team meetings, multiple occasions, and then he missed a couple games towards the end of the year, came back on Christmas Day to play the Chiefs, and they said, how did he respond after coming back from the hamstring injury? He showed up late for the Christmas Day game against the Chiefs. Tomlin asked players to report to games at least 2 hours before kickoff. Pickens walked through the media entrance an hour and 25 minutes before kickoff. That was after inactive players were announced.
He's a nightmare.
Yeah.
And that it's now Dallas's job to try to keep him on the right path. Best of luck to them. You know what? You should be hoping that he just goes in and he's a cancer and he infects their whole clubhouse. That's what you want to happen. Or what you should want to happen as a Commanders fan.
I don't know, I guess.
Here's what you should root for. The ruin of every other team in your division. Is what you should pull for.
I don't really care about him. I just want to win our games. I know it's a weird thing to do. You should
root for the collapse of the Eagles, Giants, and Cowboys at every single turn.
Of the teams, the one I'm most concerned about is the Eagles, of course. Not as concerned about the Cowboys and the. I'm always concerned about the Cowboys because of Micah.
Right.
Maybe the Giants now because of, you know, Drabby, you know, and everyone's hyping up their defense.
Yeah, but they were a 3-win team a year ago. So it's. I mean,
but as you said,
you can make a big jump, but are you going to jump that many games? Maybe.
Well, they have an older, you know, not as capable quarterback, but someone that's been there, done that.
We went through it. Look, they upgraded at quarterback. They upgraded at running back with Scadaboo. Cakes likes the running back who came on last year. They've got an amazing defensive line with Dexter Lawrence, Thibodeau, Burns, and now you draft Carter.
So here's the question. Does Dable save his job then?
I mean, they would need to win like 8 or 9 games for him to have a chance of saving his job.
You think he's going to save his job?
No. I don't think they get to that plateau.
I think he might. I think most people think he's a good coach.
I agree.
He's had bad personnel.
He was a better coach when he had Josh Allen running his offense.
Yeah, but he actually, for one season, had Daniel Jones playing pretty good football, and they got into the playoffs.
Okay, that was their high water mark.
Yeah.
Is it possible that Dable saves his job, but they release the GM?
Joe Shane is sure. Sent
I think
packing.
That's actually possible.
Maybe.
I think Dable is more well thought of than the GM.
But usually when the GM gets ousted, he wants to bring in his own guy.
Yeah.
It's true.
You know what I mean?
Again, Joe Shane should have listened to his 12-year-old kid who told him to draft Jaden Daniels. He should have moved up.
Are the Commanders more likely to jump the Eagles and win the division or get passed by the Cowboys or Giants and fall into third or fourth?
I don't think by the Giants.
The former. They're more likely to leapfrog the Eagles. I just don't have faith in either of those teams really catching up to the Commanders, and at least in 2025. Maybe a few years down the road, but I don't see it happening this upcoming season.
All the analytics nerds, though, that kind of set these numbers have the Commanders at 9.5 is that over-under total?
Yep.
I think they're weighing just the likelihood of the one-score games and the games which they won at the end flipping the other way.
Right.
Or just sure, balancing out.
That could be the case.
And that could happen, and then they go 9-8, even though we all think that they have better personnel.
If they go, I think to be happy at this point, we got to get to 10 wins.
I think so, too. Yeah,
double
digit
wins. I think
you got to get to 10 wins. And then anything above that is gravy.
That's the new standard.
I think the new standard, where we are, you got to get to 10.
Do you make anything of Jaden being everywhere this offseason?
Oh, no. Dude. No.
He's everywhere. He's everywhere.
Like, bring up what you saw.
He's been, I think, in Europe at soccer games. Okay. I can't remember if it was in England. Right. Or
is he bringing
Germany,
his headset or virtual reality stuff?
Maybe. He's been at basketball games. Yeah. I know he was at Lakers games. He's been at college basketball games. Mm-hmm. Like, we've seen him. Remember we made the whole deal?
Yeah.
Was that USC's game or whatever?
Juju.
Where he's hollering Juju, then his mom.
He was at the Caps Canadiens playoff game.
Okay, but that's local. He was with the other quarterbacks there. Mm-hmm. And now he was at the F1 the F1 races. And apparently he gets out with, it appeared to be an attractive woman. And his mom was still there in the background trying
explain
to like hide
that.
From the paparazzi.
So was it, you guys were describing it off air as like a date.
It's hard to know on these things because I saw a Caleb Williams video where Caleb gets out of a limo or some sort of truck and there's three models. Like the video is described as Caleb with three models. There might have also been another player there too. So who's to know? It's a bunch of parties that people are going to. But it did seem, now I did, the video that I saw with Jaden looked like he had jean shorts on.
He's wearing jorts?
I think so. I might be wrong.
Are jorts making a comeback?
Let me check that video again.
You know that these guys, they can pull off anything.
Sure.
They can pull off stuff we can't pull off.
Let me check that video again.
I mean, if jorts are coming back, I might be in. I don't have any pairs, but I might have to go buy one or two. Big jorts guy in college.
But apparently his mom was there in the background.
Is it possible that Jaden Daniels is going on dates and his mother is accompanying him? And he's about 25 years old,
I would find that hard to believe. Accompanying, going on as a third
chaperone. Wheel? She's a chaperone.
All right, this might not be jean shorts, by the way. I thought they were jean shorts in first look. Now they look like just kind of like long black shorts. It's on, look, this guy's a troll on X. Dove Kleinman.
Yeah.
It's at NFL _ Dove Kleinman. I'll retweet the video.
I find it hard to believe that his mom is going on dates with him.
And I don't know if there's a date. There's a woman that's there.
That's just kind of a coincidence if that was her.
But this is what Kleinman wrote. It's a trending. Jaden Daniels has gone viral with fans confused about why his mother is third wheeling his dinner date in Miami.
She even tried
to hide from the paparazzi.
All right, so hold on.
That's what one person is writing, and this guy is a troll.
So were you, and I'm assuming a relatively similarly aged, attractive young lady, are out of dinner, and your mom is there, and it's like it's not a date. Like, what is it?
I don't know. Look, I don't know what happened on that particular night or what's going on there.
He went out to dinner with a hot chick, and his mom was there. That's what happened.
Maybe she was just there coincidentally.
Yeah.
There's no chance that she's driving to the restaurant with him.
I know, but she might have been in the SUV.
I mean, there's a picture I'm looking at. It's Jaden looking at his phone. He's wearing a curly W hat, by the way. And his mom is sitting in the back seat of the SUV 3 feet away.
Yeah. He's getting no skins.
Zero skins.
I don't know.
He's getting no skins.
He can't even order potato skins at dinner.
Hey, Travis, is it hot? No.
She's an ultimate helicopter mom.
Now, where was she at LSU? Was she, like, I know she was very prevalent at ASU, and that was a problem.
She was probably there all the time too.
She all over campus? Was she all up in the dorms?
Maybe.
I have.
Dude, man. He made big time NIL money at LSU. Like, we don't know how much he made, but remember they did that special following, I believe it was Skeens, Livy Dunn,
yeah,
Jaden Daniels, and I mean, he probably, I'm going to throw it out there, he probably made a couple million dollars at LSU.
I'm sure he made a ton.
For sure.
Probably made more.
But so he wasn't living in the dorms.
At some point, he has to tell his mom, like, I'm a grown man, okay?
Yeah.
I am a grown man and I have needs.
Right.
And these needs can't be met.
See, this is
if you're
where,
sitting directly across from me at dinner.
This is where the super sensitive HDTC guys get so bitter.
You know what? I don't care about that.
I know.
Couldn't care less.
Why
do they care? Why do they get so?
I don't know. Because they don't like you to criticize anything. And listen, we love Jaden. Jaden's the greatest thing ever. But he's got to get his mom to back off a little
bit. We love Jaden. Don't really care about his mom.
All right, so Cakes, yeah, I didn't notice it at first. And look, I obviously wasn't observing it that closely because I thought he was wearing jean shorts. But he's got his shorts, his T-shirt. There's looks like an attractive woman in a dress. And then his mom, she kind of pokes her leg out of the SUV, dude, then pops back in.
We have to make an intervention.
Have you watched the video?
No, I've just
seen
the picture.
Still pic.
Here, just look. That's his mom. I think that's his mom. Play it again in like... It looks like an orange jumpsuit,
she's going to stunt his development. He needs
freedom.
Hitting. Yeah. he needs to be, he
it's
needs
a
full experience.
It's a lock he's hitting skins. It's just
is keeping him on the straight path.
I do like that. And I like, of course, I want strong parents and I want kids to be, grow up and be amazing people. But he's 25 now.
Hey, you know what?
Right?
I think
isn't
he's 24.
He?
You know who's a stud? And I haven't seen, I don't know what his mom looks like. Malik Nabers, who went to school with Jaden Daniels. He's doing pretty well in New York. I don't know what his mom looks like. 100% he's hitting skins. There's video of him out at strip clubs. You know who's not with him? His mom.
Right.
Okay.
But you know what?
Oh, Jaden will never go to a strip club.
Here's the counter to that.
Yeah.
Though. I'm kind of glad that his mom's with him, so he's not all up in the club.
I'm glad she's a positive influence.
So
that's great.
Positive.
Exactly. That's what
great.
You said.
It's awesome. But at some point, it gets creepy.
But at some point, he's going to break away.
Yeah, right?
She's just enjoying.
I just want to know when's he getting a rep.
She's just enjoying going to the park. Remember, she's his agent.
Yeah.
So
understand.
Let's say it was a guy agent.
Yeah.
Would you have a problem if it was a guy agent?
Just hanging out at dinner? Yes. If Drew Rosenhaus
has to be in the
SUV to go to dinner with Jaden Daniels?
Yeah, but male agents accompany their athletes oftentimes to these parties.
Understood.
I'm just assuming this is like party scene because, again, saw Caleb Williams. You can go and watch Caleb Williams and just three smoking hotties coming out of one of these things.
Yeah, out of a party bus.
Hey, Drab, is there a chance that Jaden Daniels has never hit skins before?
No.
Maybe he's like super religious.
That's the craziest question ever.
Yeah,
maybe.
You also think Tiger only had one girlfriend.
I thought someone... You told me that
I'm gonna hang out with these two smoking hotties,
and that's why his mom
got a little too loose.
Yeah, like he got too wild.
I didn't tell you that. I don't remember. No,
I would.
Did.
I would liquidate.
They were spitballing.
I would liquidate Drab T-shirts 401k. Okay, and I would bet all of it that Jaden Daniels has hit the skins before. I'd bet it all.
It's a national tragedy if he hasn't.
Well, it's the biggest wasted opportunity of all time. Yeah, I mean. You're going to be the big man on campus at LSU, and you're not going to take advantage of it?
Can we get Trump to issue
an
executive order?
And at ASU?
And in high school?
I don't know, man.
I mean, did he have a dorm carve-out so his mom could stay in a bunk bed in his dorm?
He's probably hitting skins in junior high school.
I mean,
Valdez was.
Paul Skeens is smashing Livy Dunn at LSU. Imagine what the Heisman Trophy winner is doing.
Yeah.
I mean,
I know, but was the mom all up in the dorms?
I don't know. It's getting weird. So.
It's getting weird.
Oh, it's been weird. It's
all right,
getting
if you haven't seen the video, we retweeted it on X at Junks Radio. Give us a follow there. All right, Joe Beninati was scheduled this segment. He's going to be on next here on the Junkies to talk Caps Kane.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, And you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back to the Junks. Coming up later, Mike Rizzo will join us. We'll talk about the Nats. They split a doubleheader yesterday out at Nats Park. And Brent Johnson, Caps analyst for Monumental Sports Network, he will join us a bit later. That's coming up at 9:25. We'll recap game one further with him as the Caps dropped a 2-1 tough loss at Capital One Arena. Let's head out to the Rood guest hotline. Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We're joined by our friend Joe Beninati, Capitals play-by-play voice for the Washington Capitals on Monumental Sports Network. Joe B., good morning. How are you?
Hey, Cakes. I was better about 24 hours ago.
Yeah. I'm doing okay.
Yeah. Hey, Joe B., I was watching the Caps pregame on Monumental yesterday. That was a awesome crowd out there, out in front of the arena when you guys were on stage. Incredible.
Bish, you never have to worry about the fans here in D.C. You never do. And I know they'll be great again tomorrow in trying to help push their team back to get level in this series. But no, when we were out there, you know, the interaction that we have with them during commercial breaks or in the lead up to the show is kind of cool. And yesterday was an all hands on deck kind of show for us. So we had everybody out there and the fans are, you know, begging to shake hands and take pictures and talk hockey and just wonderful. And then when the light comes on, they get loud. And I'm glad you guys could appreciate it. And we sure do appreciate them.
Joe, I'm not a good fan because I watched that game yesterday and I was like, I don't know. This is like, sometimes it's just bad matchups. It is, to me, screams bad matchup, and I know you can't say that after one game. I get it. I'm not stupid. I wasn't born yesterday. But that looks like a really bad matchup to me. We might be able to out-hit them in game two, but I don't know how we're going to be able to correct all the other things. Them having the puck forever. Them, I mean, they just fire pucks at people. That's what they do. Their penalty kill, which was number one going in, and I kind of I was like, okay, that's daunting. I've never seen a more atrocious power play than the last one that we had. To me, it seems overwhelming, and I know I'm a bad fan, but I'm just telling you what I think.
No, you're not a bad fan, and that's the first impression when you look at a game like that. But here's the deal. It's not as if it came unexpectedly, and to me, that means both coaching staff and player pool know what the countermeasures are to relieve some of this pressure. The word surrounding Carolina EB is pressure-packed everywhere, relentless, yeah. Every line,
yes.
Every D pair. So you know that that's going to happen. Can you use their pressure against them? Mm-hmm. Football analogy. It's like you're facing a zero blitz all the time.
Right. I got it.
Okay. Those zero blitzes are going to get home and they're going to do their thing. But how do you make them pay for doing that?
Right.
Now that's what we have to find out in the next 24 hours, 36 hours leading up to game time. And they've done it before. They've beaten Carolina before. They've seen it. Here's the crazy thing. A lot of what Carolina does and Washington does systemically, EB, is the same. They just have an extra gear, and it's called speed. It's called youth. Wherever you want to go, they are relentless in their approach, and that comes from Brind'Amour. And they've got some young Tigers who really turn it up. And the one thing I notice, it's so different for me approaching a game that I'm not calling when I'm literally watching it from the press box or seeing it from a luxury suite when we're in there talking to clients. All of a sudden you notice, wow, Carolina's defense, their back six in particular, and this is not to throw shade on Montreal. There's a reason why Carolina finished second in the East to Washington. Their defense is so good, bigger than Montreal's, more mobile even to some degree. Brent Burns at 40 years old can still really play. There are a lot of obstacles, EB, but there are ways to counteract those.
Joe, Logan Thompson was great last night. It's a crime that on ESPN they gave him second star of the game. They gave the first star to Jacob Slavin because he had the overtime game winner. Whatever. Logan Thompson was the reason the Caps were still in that game. My question is, how good was Frederik Andersen? Because we don't really know because the Caps only put 14 shots on net. I feel like you can take advantage of him, but not if you're only firing less than 15 shots on the cage.
Yeah, but Cakes, you're going to have to be really economic in this series. You're not going to have 20, 30 chances per game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not just not going to. Stylistically, they are able to. There's no team in the league, Cakes, Bish, EB, no team in the league that spends more time in the offensive end than Carolina. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean they have the puck the whole time, but you constantly feel like the ice is tilted towards Logan. And how do you beat that? There are ways to beat that. They will figure that out. You're talking about Frederik Andersen, and there are a lot of people who think, oh, that's the weak link. Not necessarily. When Frederik is healthy, and that's the key, when he's healthy, he's awfully good. He has just been so beset by injuries for so many years, regardless of the city in which he's played, that he hasn't been around all that much. When he's on, he's a 6'5" threat. How do you beat him? You got to move him. And to me, there has to be more sustained pressure. Yes, I get it. The goal that they scored last night, the Caps scored with Protas off the rush, that is something that seems to creep up from time to time on Freddie, that if you can create 2-on-1s, if you can create 3-on-2s, yeah, Joe, that's with any goaltender. But statistically, you're seeing that maybe Andersen is susceptible there, but more than anything, he's a monster-sized individual who you have to make move. If you let him dig in, he's going to cut down angles. He's going to make saves. They've got to move him around in game two.
Joe B, you obviously called all of the regular season games against Carolina, and I was just kind of going through the box scores and the team stats in those games, and Carolina outshot, and I guess we're not surprised by this, they outshot the Caps in all of those games, even though the Caps won two of them. One of those losses was the 33 total penalties, where the Carolina Hurricanes had 8 power plays. I mean, that was just a disaster, that game, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
But how can the Caps, just based on those 4 regular season games and yesterday, I don't see the Caps outshooting
They're not going to.
The Canes.
They're not going
to. But what can they do to increase the puck possession in Carolina's zone? That's the big thing.
Right. So you'll hear the Caps in the next day and a half talking about having to out Carolina. So when you get the puck, first things first, you have to get out of the defensive zone. One reason why Washington was much better this season, their breakouts. It's moving the puck from defense to offense is a breakout of your zone. Carolina's forecheck is what's pressure-packed and makes the defenders work harder to get the puck out. I'll use another football analogy. The Caps' passing game was nowhere near up to par last night. They had difficulty stringing two and three passes together at a time at any stage in the game. Some of that's Carolina, some of that's Washington. The Caps will be sharper. Defensively, the six guys on the back end have to be better at finding passing lanes out of the zone. Again, I'll keep using quarterback football analogies. There are windows to move the puck. And here you go again, another quarterback analogy. Those blitzes are coming at you. So you don't have as much time. The reads have to be faster, cleaner, crisper. These are things that are going to get better as the series goes along. They have to, or else it'll be a quick series. In Carolina, in Raleigh, that proposes a totally different scenario because they're incredible on home ice. That's why game two now becomes a must.
Correct.
But for me, the shots question, Jason, it's always been, for the last, 15-plus years, go back to pre-cup time for the Capitals, it's quantity over quality. Brind'Amour just insists on everything goes to the net, guys. When we have the chance, everything goes to the net. Whereas I think a lot of skill teams sit there and go, okay, we don't favor the quantity as much as let's get quality chances and convert.
Right.
And that goes back to where I started with Cakes at the top of the discussion. The Caps have to be more efficient. You're not going to get very many chances. When you get them, you got to bury them. Conversely, Carolina's going to throw everything at Logan. There's going to be a lot of easy saves for Logan. There are going to be a lot of difficult saves for him. I thought in the first 30 minutes especially, I loved the way he was controlling pucks. He was, you know, everything was sticking to him. The glove was terrific. Thompson was fantastic. If you don't have Thompson last night, it's a 4 or 5 goal loss. But there are ways to sit there and just analytically parse through this and go, wow, they had 90 shot attempts. That shouldn't surprise anybody. That's what they do. How do you counteract that? The Caps will figure that out.
Joe, the highs and lows of Protas last night, you talked about his first career playoff goal to lead off the scoring, but then he had the terrible turnover where instead of clearing the puck up the ice, he turned it back in towards Logan. Alexiev mishandled it. He couldn't quite keep it on his stick blade, and it goes right to Stankoven, who has a wide-open shot. How bad did you feel for Protas in that spot, especially after you feel great for him for scoring that first goal for the Caps?
Yeah, I thought he was moving really well. I watched him all week, and he's moving much better than he did in the Game 5 of the Montreal series. I know he's going to be a factor. I have to pose this question to Spencer or others on the staff or throughout the dressing room. The Caps, again, when you are pressured in the defensive zone, more often than not, guys, the easy way out is along the boards. They take the boards away, so they feel like they force you to funnel to the middle. That pass from Protas is a tough catch for Alexiev in any stretch. And Alexiev is wearing a full face shield, which makes it sort of uncomfortable to see pucks at your feet. And this is the first time he's ever worn that as a professional. I asked him, it's ironic, I asked him yesterday, did you wear that in junior? No, it's a visor. They look like a pro player would look in the junior ranks. So he's still getting and finding some comfort with that face mask. I'm not blaming that on this play, but what I'm saying is there's a lot of stress that's going to come if you keep breaking out the middle. And Protas forced that one to the middle right in front of Logan. A lot of things can go wrong there, and that one blew up in their face.
So you already said that game two is a must win. I would agree. If they go down 0-2 going down to Raleigh, I think the series is over. I'm not saying they'll get swept, but I think the series is over. Did last night, did that kind of surprise you? the way that Carolina completely dominated the game statistically, not by the score, but statistically. Did that surprise you?
No, Bish, they have it in them. Right. I understand why people – there are a lot of people who are giving Carolina the edge. The betting public, I'm sure, was giving Carolina the edge in this.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yep.
I firmly believe this is a seven-game series.
Wow.
And I think that Washington will find a way to win game two, will find a way to split in Raleigh, and then you're going to have a best of three, and you're going to have home ice. I feel like Carolina – personnel-wise, definitely can beat Washington. That last night was a perfectly scripted, executed road game. Good on you. There's seven of them. Hopefully there's seven of them. And if the Caps play better, which I firmly expect that they will, and execute better and create some of, maybe it's just a, and the expression is give Carolina some of its own medicine. Washington is the heavier team. The question is, can you make Carolina's six on defense go back, feed them to the glass, pressure them, make them feel like the quarterback in the pocket in the zero blitz? That's what we do. That's what the Capitals do when they're at their best. Now, they were out-executed last night, and that's what's on the table for everybody in the meeting rooms today, on the practice ice today. What is the counterbalance? What is the countermeasure to this? We've done it before, guys. We can do it again. We'll figure this out. We have to. Yeah, I don't want, you don't want to lose two. You don't want to lose serve both times at home. Absolutely not. You have to go into Raleigh. In my mind, you need to go into Raleigh with a split and then go down there with the intentions of splitting with them. Oh, by the way, they won, I believe, 31 times at home in the regular season. Realize it's a totally different time. Tournament time is different, but it's not going to be a walk in the park in Raleigh. But I just think that this is split, and it's going to become a short series, best of three. I sure cross my fingers and hope. Judging by what you saw last night, a lot of people will sit there and go, no, Carolina in five. Mm-hmm. I see it. I understand it. But I think you're going to see a much different, much better Washington team tomorrow.
I certainly hope so. Joby, thanks for the time. We miss you on the call, obviously, you and Locker. But it's good to hear your voice again. We'll talk to you again soon.
My pleasure, guys. Chins up.
Yeah, all right. Thank you, buddy. Joe Beninati, Caps play-by-play voice for Monumental Sports Network. Our Caps content brought to you by Ace Computers. Ace Computers proudly recommends Windows 11 Pro for the U.S. military. Made in America. Check out acecomputers.com right now. Don't forget, coming up at 9 o'clock, we'll be joined by Nats president and general manager, Mike Rizzo. That's coming up at 9 here on The Junks.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Don't forget Mike Rizzo from the Nats. He'll join us in just about 15 minutes. That's coming up at 9 o'clock.
They're overall, they're hanging in there, man.
Yeah, they're much better.
I mean, 17-19?
17-20, yeah.
Yeah, for a team,
that's not spending
a lot of money on their payroll, they're playing reasonably well.
I mean,
like they just have
above expectation for me.
Super low payroll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
I would agree. I mean, they're better than last year. James Wood is a big reason. Nate Lowe is a pretty big reason. Defensively, he's legit at first, and he's got pop. Abrams, when healthy, is just a baller. You know, we're kind of waiting for Dylan Cruz to kind of turn into a C.J. Abrams type. But, you know, defensively, their outfield is really good. Their pitching, their bullpen's dicey. Starting pitching's been pretty good. So I would agree. I mean, I think
Finnegan's been good.
Finnegan's been really good, yeah.
Yeah.
Got that save yesterday.
It's like from the fifth inning to like
the middle relief, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll talk to Mike Rizzo about all of that and more. That's coming up at 9 o'clock. You guys been to Burger King lately? Anybody?
My wife is a Burger King mark. Whenever we travel and we're picking up stuff, she always lobbies for like a Whopper Jr.
Okay.
She's a Whopper Jr. girl.
I have not been to BK in, I'm going to say this because I think it's true, years.
Okay.
And I'm probably talking 10 or more. I don't know why. There aren't a ton of BKs where I live.
Yeah, I see them up like 95.
Yeah,
you know?
So I'd have to kind of go out of my way to get to one.
At the airport at BWI, I believe it is. Well, and I'll let you finish.
Yeah.
When everyone is like clamoring to get like their breakfast coffee and their breakfast sandwich, I usually go over to BK.
Because the line's not nearly as long.
It's not as bad, and it's delicious.
Well, this is not a good headline for them. Burger King ordered to face lawsuit alleging Whoppers are way smaller than advertised. They're facing a lawsuit claiming that the Whoppers are way smaller than their advertisement. I don't know. Burger King has to face a lawsuit claiming it misleads customers with ads that make its Whopper sandwich and other products appear larger than they are. 19 customers from 13 different states have accused Burger King of materially overstating the size of nearly all menu items in its in-store and online ads.
Hmm.
So I guess there's some hot water.
I mean, that's obviously like some class action lawsuit where people are trying to get paid.
It's a class action suit. Yeah.
But I think you can make that argument about every retailer.
But just because of inflation, everything's
just
smaller.
Everything, yeah.
Whatever more expensive, but smaller.
I mean, I don't want to mention the place, but I go to a place and I get a certain fish sandwich, and I can't believe how small it is.
I know what you're
talking
about.
I literally can't believe it, and I'm paying more than I ever have for it.
So the customers,
I would agree.
They cite the...
But they are good.
Delicious.
Yeah.
But I can eat two now.
I agree that they are much smaller.
They cite the alleged betrayal of burgers that, quote, overflow the buns, with the Whopper appearing 35% larger than the actual burger, and containing more than double the meat.
I mean, I don't know if this is a fair lawsuit, because the pictures always look better than what you get.
100%.
In any restaurant.
On any menu board, any drive-through board.
Yeah, the picture always looks incredible.
Because you've seen the videos of how they prepare those burgers for those photo shoots.
Yeah.
Like, they're meticulously put together.
Yeah.
They're held together with, like, toothpicks that you can't see.
Right.
Like, they look so much better than what you actually get served in person.
I will say I did get, is it McDonald's that has a new chicken sandwich? Is it McDonald's that has a new one?
Not sure about that.
It might actually have been Burger King. And that chicken sandwich was enormous.
It was a big boy.
Was it?
It was, the chicken was overflowing.
Yeah.
You know how like when you get like
a bet that was expensive.
I don't know, but I think it was maybe their chicken whopper or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's so dumb that I don't know, but it was, I couldn't believe how much chicken was in there in an era where everything is small.
Yeah.
You actually got more than you expected for your money's worth.
Yes.
I've always thought that Burger King is in dire need of a rebrand.
Okay.
I think it's criminally underrated. Like,
I hardly ever have it.
Right.
But every time I eat a Whopper, I'm like,
do you get with cheese?
I get that Marshall's feeling that you get at TJ Maxx. I'm like, oh my God. Like, I start tingling.
How have I been missing out on this?
But they're disgusting inside.
Yeah.
Their colors are like brown and orange.
Yeah.
There's nothing sexy about Burger King.
It could use a freshening up. I agree with you.
It needs a marketing genius to make people think it's silly like Chick-fil-A.
Well, what has...
Get like Donnie Deutsch or whoever, some marketing guru on the case.
Well, what Turn has... them around. Let's just say, what has McDonald's done that people don't have that same feeling? They just... They just newer restaurants.
I think they've spent a lot of money revamping
lot of the restaurants.
Yeah,
and like the Burger King closest to me, they've redone, I think, the inside and the outside, and it looks updated.
More modern.
It definitely has had an update, but it still looks like it's trapped like in the 70s or the 80s sometimes.
But I think feeling. I'm with you. I think they got a great menu. If you're like, if you don't care, like French toast sticks.
Oh yeah.
Get sized.
To me, the
croissant sandwiches or whatever.
Onion rings.
That's I feel like that is their huge competitive edge. Now I know it's a side, it's not like a main item, but if you don't want fries, you can get a delicious container of onion rings.
Yeah.
Where else can you get that?
I'm a huge Whopper guy.
Yeah.
I'm a huge Whopper guy. Like a Whopper with cheese. I mean, it's just delicious.
You know where I go probably the most in terms of fast food?
I don't.
Wendy's.
Wendy's is your spot?
I sleep on Wendy's.
It's my spot.
I sleep on it.
They're single with cheese with no onions. That's what I order.
Why does it seem like every Wendy's
It's $5.67.
Is it me or does every Wendy's drive-thru is just a beater? Like the window barely opens. Like you almost feel like you have to maneuver your car a certain way so you don't scrape your mirror. Like whoever's designed their drive-thrus in the past, I don't think they've done the greatest job.
I think Wendy's, and I think there was a period of time, right, where they, and maybe even recently, where they did some sort of summer thing or something where they added a few different flavored Frosties.
Yeah, yes, the orange did. Creamsicle.
They, well, of course, you know I'm a creamsicle person.
Yeah.
They need to. They should expand that lineup.
I think they are doing. There are plans for them to add to the Frosty.
That should be
Frosty.
A permanent feature.
Yeah,
like they're doing that right now.
10 different flavors.
I think they're doing that.
Because that's their wheelhouse. I mean, I know where's the beef? You know, from 40 years ago. but
I think they have three new Frosties. Like Thin Mint is one of them.
That sounds delicious.
I actually sampled it.
Weren't you on a Burger King Turnpike kick for a while? You're always getting it?
Because it could go up. Yeah, I mean, I was on 95 or whatever. All the time. I hit them all, man.
You've hit all the fast food spots.
And I do. I mean, I hit Burger King a lot because if my wife was with me, she would lobby
Evie,
for
you're
it.
You're going to be so sized. They have so many different Frosty variations now. Brownie batter, vanilla Frosty swirl. Strawberry
that's
vanilla smart. Frosty swirl.
That's what they're known for.
Vanilla Frosty swirl. I mean, they got all the Frosties.
That's really smart.
That is smart. That's some solid marketing right there.
Because it's just not my like if I'm driving around somewhere, I'm not gonna go. I probably should say I'm not gonna go to Wendy's unless I want ice cream. Like, you know what I mean? Because all things being equal, there's going to be a McDonald's. There's going to be
you got to have your competitive
there's gonna
edge.
There's going to be something else.
Whatever draws you in.
I'm going to probably go to them for the other stuff.
Yeah, but that is an expanded Frosty lineup.
That's a smart move.
That is impressive.
And I still go and get the Popeyes chicken sandwich often. I know that it's like 5 years old.
Sure,
I still do it. It's still a big piece of chicken. And they put those pickles in there, and they slather it with mayonnaise.
It's a solid combo.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's good. Oh, you know? Can I tell you? You know what's the menu item at the club at Norbeck that all my boys in my little golf group, they're all raving about?
I'd love to hear it.
Because we have a new chef, and they keep changing the menu.
Mm-hmm.
The Reuben.
Oh, really?
All the guys are raving about the Reuben.
Okay.
And I was like, you know what? Last time I had the Reuben, I didn't think it was anything special. I've ordered it now since twice. Mm-hmm. There's so much beef and so much corned beef in there. It's so sloppy with whatever they put in there.
Reuben has to be sloppy.
Yeah.
It's by design.
Really good.
All right. I'll take that under consideration.
Next time you're over there playing pickle, go get a Reuben.
I can do that. All right. Coming up next, we will talk some Nats baseball. Mike Rizzo will join us coming up at 9 o'clock. And don't forget, Brent Johnson, Caps analyst for Monumental Sports, He's on the show at 9:25.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.